I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Today, we get right to the program. Joining us right off the top here, batting leadoff and then some, is Padre manager Jace Tingler, and we appreciate him spending a little time with us here this afternoon. Jace, thanks so much for coming on. How are you today?
Doing well, guys. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're just warming up, man. We're just batting you leadoff today. We're just going right off the top with the heavy hitters. How is your first spring training as a major league manager going so far?
So far, so good. We had pitchers and catchers for 5 days. Finished up the second day, a full squad with obviously the position players there. And so far, so good. Nothing to complain about. Good weather, and the guys are getting after it pretty good, which is nice to see.
Now, one of the questions going into spring training, Jace, is you guys have traded Manuel Margot. He's no longer in the organization. Who are the guys that are going to be competing in that center for that center field position?
We're going to be running quite a few guys out there. I think Grisham has certainly looked well, at the start of camp here. But we're going to be running, Frenchie Cordero out there. We're going to be running Lugaris out there and Almonte and a group of guys. Tremel may see some time out there. We've actually got a handful of guys we've discussed about getting them quite a bit of center field time throughout camp. So competition's a good thing, and it should be fun to watch and watch them compete.
Taking it a step further, Jace, competition, as you talked about, correct me if I'm wrong. Manny Machado is, barring something miraculously crazy, is your third baseman. Fernando Tatis Jr. is your shortstop. Eric Hosmer is your first baseman. Tommy Pham is in your outfield. Beyond that, it seems to me like you've got competition everywhere. Is that a fair thing to say?
Yeah, it's good to have, and we've got quite a bit of depth. So, are we competing for everyday jobs? Are we platooning some, going back and forth? Are we looking for matchups? It's tough to say, especially without getting into games. First game's on Saturday, and then things are going to get up and rolling. So, I think the main thing to know is that we're going to be incredibly open-minded. Obviously, the best track record is looking at past performance, but we also want to see the guys that have been busting it throughout the off season, who's taken a step, who's added a piece to their game, who can apply it, maintain it, and be consistent. And I think the one thing we've been on the position player side, we've been fairly consistent with our message from the start of it. We're looking for guys that get on base, that have great at bats. We're looking at guys that can play defense and run the base as well. And if you can do those things, you can go on base at a very high clip, play good defense, and run the base as well, there's probably a great chance they're going to be playing quite a bit.
What, Jace Tingler here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline, Padres manager. Jace, if anything, what has caught you off guard, surprised you, or been tough in these first few days as you map out how you want your spring training to go?
Honestly, probably the biggest relief was getting the full meeting out of the way. Yeah. You think about it. You think about it from the day that, you take the job, and, anxiety, things like that build up. You probably make more of a big deal than it actually is. So that was probably the biggest relief. With that being said, knock on wood, things have ran incredibly smooth so far. Staff's doing a great job of putting good practice plans together. The players are executing, but the truth is, it's day one and two.
Right.
And, we haven't been punched in the face yet. Right. So if you can't get up for the first day, my guess is we're going to have issues at some point, down the line. But, that's just probably being real.
Jace Tingler is with us. He is the Padre manager, and I'm sure that still sounds pretty good to him. It sounds good to us. Let's talk a little bit about the pitching staff. And if I mean, we all kind of have our ideas of where we think it may end up going. As far as you're concerned, have you kind of mentally placed anybody in your rotation? I mean, you've got a lot of candidates here. I mean, the way things stand right now, obviously Paddock, obviously Richards is back. Yeah, I acquired Zach Davies. You've got Denelson getting healthier and healthier. You've got Joey Lucchesi returning, and then you've got Quantrill. And then we've got to ask you about Mackenzie Gore, and we've got to ask you about Luis Patino. How about an eight-man rotation, and you just let everybody go? Is that that might be the only way to solve this right now, but I know this is a good problem to have.
No, it truly is. You know, and I don't think you mentioned, you know, maybe a Jared Eichhoff and Maury Hone and a Baez and a Bolaños, and very consistent with the message we talked about the position players. Competition and depth are they're critical. And the one thing that, you know, we probably do know about the game is we're going to need more than five starters to get through the year. So, you know, we're obviously we got guys competing for jobs, and, you know, it's just simple math. You know, if we're healthy at the end of the day, there's going to be some really good pitchers either have to go to the bullpen out of long relief or go down to AAA and continue to sharpen their skills and sharpen their game up, make sure it's tight, because at some point we're going to need them throughout the year.
Does Gore and Patino, do those guys, are they to the stage where they get a real fair look at, I mean, let's say they pitch lights out in spring training. Could we conceivably see them in the opening day rotation, or is that probably too big of a step for them to make at this point?
You know, you never want to rule anything out, but I think our plan, you know, going forward with those guys, usually the first spring training camp you come to, I've always loved the idea of, like, dip your toe in it. Get around the major league staff, get around the major league team, understand how everything works, start to build that comfortable, you know, relationship. And, you know, if it's year two in spring training, then it's compete on. I think with those guys, though, you know, depending on, you know, what happens, you know, we want them to get comfortable up here, because if they continue to do their job, they continue to progress. At some point this year, I think it's very realistic that, you know, they could be throwing some meaningful innings for us if they continue their progression of what they've been doing over the past couple of years.
Padres manager Jace Tingler joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Jace, the catching position has been another source of a lot of questions going on there, and we've seen pictures of Ty France in some catcher's equipment here lately. Obviously, he played a lot, mostly third base infield for you guys last year. As you see this catching position shape up over the course of spring, are you okay with going in there with a split time between your catchers, or are you looking for a guy to take the reins and be the guy going to the start of the season?
Well, you know, right now I'm probably okay with an idea of an open competition, somebody separates herself into more of that role. Great, good. But, you know, if not, we're comfortable, right now with, you know, competing and, you know, going back and forth right now.
Okay.
So I think all those guys, and I don't want to throw Torrens out of the mix as well.
That's right. That's
right. But we do have, you know, three catchers with unique skill sets, with all of them have areas to grow on. And the one thing in a competition that we're not just going to look at is, spring training hits.
Right.
You know, we're looking for, you know, kind of the full package a little bit. So, you know, I think we're open minded, and it's tough to answer that question too, because I haven't been in the dugout and watched these guys play.
Right.
And we haven't started games till Saturday. So I think once we get up and roll a little bit, the guys are starting to log some innings, they're starting to log some at bats, they're handling the pitch and staff. I think that's going to be kind of our indicators of where that catching group stacks up.
Jace, as far as the injuries are concerned, it seems like you're pretty healthy from everything I've been reading and hearing. Is Fernando Tatis Jr. like a 100% ready to go? Where is Franchi Cordero health-wise? And then Tommy Pham, as far as his shoulder is concerned, do you see easing him into spring training a little bit more? Or how is that going to work with those three guys?
So if you jinx our health, me and you are going to have like big time issues. But, right now, we're doing well the first couple of days. I think to get into that specifically, Tatis has no limitations. He has done everything defensively, run the bases, and taken the exact same amount of swings as anybody else in camp has. Fam is on a throwing progression. Right now, each day, I think he's on day three of his throwing progression. Each day has gotten better and better. And I feel pretty confident if you asked him directly that he's good to go in the games. We're going to be I don't know the correct word. We're going to make sure he's good to go before he's fired out there. But barring any setbacks, I feel very confident he's going to be good to go. And then Cordell has really no limitations. He's a little bit further along in his throwing program than Pham, but I expect these guys to be playing early and often.
I'm nervous now.
You might have jinxed
it. I'm not jinxing anything. I have no power over such things. But here is wishing you a very happy and healthy camp. I think you've started it off very smartly, becoming on the program. You get some good karma, and we appreciate it all going forward. Jace, we look forward to seeing you down in Peoria soon. Thanks for the time. I know the Padre fans appreciate it as well and wish you the best of
luck. I'll see you Friday, Jace.
Well, hurry up and get down here. It's time to put you to work. Get out of that chair of yours and out of the desk and get out here and get to work.
All right.
Get him
you.
Going.
I got you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Jace.
All right. See you guys.
There he was, Jace Tingler, the manager of the Padres. Putting me on notice now. One person gets hurt, I'm going to be like running the other direction. Right? So, anyway, that's good reports, though, all the way around. Yep. Jace Tingler on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Kicking off the program today, San Diego County Credit Union has low mortgage loan rates. Apply today. Equal housing opportunity. For details, call 877-SDCCU for you or visit SDCCU.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.